In 1994, a crack uncle-nephew team went on a trip to record some videos, and at that time was a huge hit. As time went on, these men promptly went on to other careers, one in Boston and the other in Las Vegas, and their show went underground. Today, still wanted by the listeners, they survive as podcasters of fortune. If you have a question, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can listen to the E2WT.
I want some podcast. I want some podcast.
Shut up, you fool. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode of East to West with Nick and Rob. My name's Rob.
And my name is Nick. Hey, Rob, you're a goalie. You're supposed to be like that.
Oh, these fans. I hate these fans. Make me puke.
What are we talking about today, Rob?
Nick, we're gonna go all 80s.
80s? What? We're nostalgic on this show? I don't believe it.
All 80s. We're going to do our first all 80s episode.
I like it. I pity the fool who has to listen to this episode.
No. We're going to just knock them out and make them listen to it.
Not afraid of nothing.
Let's talk about some TV shows. These kids today don't know about these great TV shows that were out in the 80s.
I honestly think this is why they're so messed up. Generation Z or Generation Fuckers, I don't know what you call them. But I think this is why they're so messed up in life, because they didn't have theme songs written by Alan Thicke, and they didn't have like dinner table sitcoms that were just a staple day in, day out, like we had.
Right. Now they have like weird anime stupid videos TikTok. They watch on YouTube.
They got a bunch TikTok. Of chicks just dancing around and guys in rollerblades, you know? Well, I mean, I respect it. There's talent there, but it's not the same thing.
Or if we go all Bill Belichick, they're listening to that tic-tac on their face pod. Instagram. Well, I don't listen
to I relate more to Bill Belichick than my own wife. She's on TikTok every night. I don't know what the hell that is. I still don't get it. They tell me it's like a Russian hacking Chinese spying device. I'm like, whatever, man. I don't know. It's a guy dancing. I'm not sure what he's doing.
It's Vine. It's Vine with like extra seconds.
Yeah, Vine. You're telling me it's Vine. Do I know what Vine is? I have no idea what Vine is. Vine is where a grape grows. I barely know YouTube. I'm just an old man. I've always been old.
Yeah, we know RedTube better than YouTube.
Oh, RedTube. I've got, yeah, that one's that's a bookmark. All right, so let's do 80s TV shows. How is this going to work? Because we can't just list 100 of them, because I could list, I'm going to pick a couple. We're going to break it down.
I'm going to mention four TV shows that I watched in the 80s.
I could do four. I'll do four with you. You go first.
Okay. The first one is a show that featured a former NFL player, Fred Dreyer.
Oh, man. Right off the bat.
It was called Hunter.
It's amazing. And they made a great video game that's completely underrated.
And he was a detective, and he had this beautiful female partner with him that he would die for. He'd take a bullet for her.
She's lovely. She's lovely.
Or he'd beat the crap out of people that hurt her, which happened more than
often. It's a win-win. It's a win-win either way.
Great cop show from the 80s.
He had such a stern face. I mean, like, it was a square jaw, stern, angry face, but like at the same time, very frozen in time. So I just think like his face fit that show perfectly. And again, I'm just a tiny bit younger than you. Let's point out on East to West with Nick and Rob. So I'm more familiar with the video game, and I watched the show only in syndication, kind of like the Fall Guy. I didn't see the originals, but I definitely saw the syndication.
Yes, folks, we are recording again at night.
This is how we roll.
And for all you people that like my segment about stock up, stock down, I have a Fred Dreyer rookie card if anybody wants one.
I love that segment. It's my favorite sounder. All right, so I'll go next, and I'll start from the bottom, work my way to the top. I'm going to do Tony Maselli, former baseball player, who takes a job as a house nanny, and, you know, every once in a while is a little bit upset by Angela or Samantha. Or every so often by Mona. I mean, it's an incredible show. I don't know why it's not still playing today. I think it lasted, what, 8 seasons? It should have lasted 25 seasons.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
It's a time for love and a time for this. Take a chance and break some wind.
I'd like to know how he went from a cab driver to a nanny. I mean,
doesn't matter. Angela hooked him up. I mean, with a great job. The kids were great. Everybody got along and there were no problems.
It was
it was the same character, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah. And he was great on Taxi, but I mean, he really brought it home on Who's the Boss. We don't really, these kids today, they think about like the Marvel Extended Universe or the DC Extended Universe, these comic things. We had this in the 80s. We had TV shows. Perfect Strangers led to Family Matters. Led to Who's the Boss. I mean, this is normal for us, so.
And when we were younger, we had Spider-Man on TV and he shot giant ropes out of his arms.
It was rough. Yeah, that was a rough ride. I don't want to, that one I'm not revisiting. All right, what's next for you?
All right. This is a comedy, brilliant comedy. It was on the Thursday night lineup, and it was not what you think it is. It wasn't Cheers. I mean, I love Cheers, but this show.
I would have bet my life you were going to pick Cheers. That's why I didn't pick it. I can't believe you're not going to bring up Cheers.
This show, Night Court.
Oh, come on. That's on my list. This show is freaking so underrated. I don't want to steal it from you. I know it's your pick. But yeah, I love that show. I loved it.
Harry Anderson, who got his start from Cheers.
Hey, I'm Harry, but isn't everybody?
John Larroquette.
John Larroquette, sex crazy prosecutor. I loved him.
The most beautiful woman on TV at the time, Marky Post.
Marky Post.
And they had Bailiff. His name was Bull.
Richard Mole. I mean, Richard he didn't Bull. Do a ton of other stuff, but he was incredible. Yeah, absolutely.
And then we had the other Bailiff, Roz, who was not the original Bailiff. The original Bailiff passed away.
Passed away, yep. Kind of like Cheers for Coach. They had like some sadness there. And by the way, Harry Anderson, only 65 when he passed away. It was devastating when I heard that news. Just devastating.
Great show about what happens in court at night in New York City.
And by the way, Harry Anderson used to do the magician stuff on Cheers. So right, again, a little bit of extended universe there. Just craziness. I love that show so much. And there was some emotion every once in a while on that show, which you don't always get in these days. I love that show. Again, 9 seasons. I could have watched it for 20 years.
He was the ultimate con man on Cheers and the ultimate judge on Night Court.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
If you remember, he loved Mel Torme.
Oh, he loved Mel. He had the picture. He had the picture in his office, you know? Forget having a Supreme Court justice up there. I got Mel Torme.
Right now that these meddling kids are going, what are they talking about?
We're dating ourselves, and I can't think of a better podcast to do it on. My next one is going to be rough, because again, I'm an old man. So this one I watched with my mom endlessly. I can't believe it was only 7 seasons. It's one of the best shows probably ever made. It would definitely make my top 25 list of all time, and it's a little something we call the Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend. It was so smart and so good. And I don't know why I liked watching a bunch of old ladies that lived together in the same house, but I did. It was fun every week. Bea Arthur, Betty White, Estelle Getty. I mean, they crushed. They were just so, so good. Had great chemistry. I remember it going on for like years and years and years, but only 7 seasons. I don't know why it didn't last longer.
Well, it's a great show. Very funny. I have watched some episodes. But my question to you is, Nick, do you have naked pictures of Bea Arthur?
I might. I'd never tell you if I did.
They're next to your football helmet filled with cottage cheese, right?
Stock up, B. Arthur. That's all I'll say about that.
Here's the show from the 80s. The Man with the Mustache.
Oh, man. You're going to go here?
Magnum P.I.
The helicopter and the... Is it a Ferrari? I feel like it was a Ferrari.
It was a Ferrari.
Yeah, it was a Ferrari.
Helicopter piloted by T.C.
He's a P.I., Hawaiian shirt, shorts. What's the problem?
Yeah. He's a former naval officer turned private investigator living on a millionaire book writer. Yeah,
genius. It's very Perry Mason. Did you watch the remake at all? Am I allowed to ask that question?
I watched
beautiful
it.
Women, beautiful scenes. I had a Friday Night Lights, right? I think it was in a Friday Night Lights movie.
Yeah.
That show was not watchable for me.
The only remake that I've seen that has been done right has actually been Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah, that one's fine.
I'm a fan of the cons, so you know. James and Scott, very good. Very good at father-son acting team.
So were you Magnum P.I. the whole time? You never cheated on it with Airwolf or Knight Rider?
I watched Knight Rider.
Me too.
Didn't.
It's off, man. It's huge in Germany.
Yeah, well, we have one German listener out there, so right. We might as well mention Knight Rider.
Absolutely. An incredible singer. I mean, I have at least 0 of his albums.
He sang on the wall, freedom, freedom.
What is he, about 7'9"? How big is the Hoff? He's a big guy.
That's his chest hair.
Big guy in a little car. All right, so for me, my next one, and, you know, it's hard for me. Like I said, we can't go on and on, so I'll give you my favorite of all time. It's not going to surprise too many people who know me. All I could say is really nothing's going to stop us now. If you roll up the dough, be sure to roll it slow, because if you roll it quick, the BB Baka is going to get sick. It's Balky Bartakamoose. It's Cousin Larry. It's Perfect Strangers. Go fuck yourself. The Odd Couple. It's Perfect Strangers, and it's not close. I'm sorry. I love that show. By the way, it led to Family Matters, a show that was a dinner time staple for me from my whole youth.
Nick, I'll buy that. I have checks.
Bronson Pinchot, how he's not in like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is beyond me. That guy's a legend.
Bronson Pinchot's got a show on, I think, HGTV or I build old houses. He restores them.
This is a real story?
Yeah, he is very skilled at doing restorations of old houses.
I am investing in this. So him and Jeremy Renner are both in the real estate business. I mean, if that's not a reality show hit, I don't know what is.
Plus, I mean, Bronson Pinchot in
Beverly Hills Cop
is priceless. Kills it.
Absolutely. And actually, Damon Wayans, you want these bananas? He's got a nice little arc.
All right, my final show before you said you were going to go off on something. My final show, the one and only Married with Children.
Does that count as an 80s show? I feel like it's 90s, but I would definitely give it
started in the 80s.
All right. Yeah, it was Love and Marriage. It's classic.
Ed O'Neill, greatest insult ever came out of Al Bundy's mouth in that show.
That's where I learned to put my hand when I watched TV.
Exactly. And back then, they taught us the correct way to get into Fox viewing position to watch the TV channel.
That's right. I mean, you know, you can't pay for this stuff now. Christina Applegate. I mean, the stuff that legends are made out of.
I mean, beautiful, beautiful from then to now.
Unreal. Yep. Still gorgeous. All right. Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with any of those. And again, there's a million more. I mean, Growing Pains was a tough cross off for me. I love that show. Family Ties, Alex P. Keaton. It's tough to not mention him.
And there's Republican.
Yeah, I know. He had Richard Nixon, right? Now I would look at it differently. But, you know, back then I was okay with it. But I do want to really spend a moment on this idea that, like, and I keep thinking this now. I think about shows back in the 80s with the theme songs. Don't you miss that? Isn't that something that just like bothers you that we don't have like original theme songs anymore? It feels like something we should still have and we don't.
I mean, when a show was coming on back then, that it was the show that you wanted to watch from the theme song.
Yeah, it was almost like a hit of dopamine. It puts you in the right state of mind before the show started. And I really miss that.
In the early 2000s, you heard a Who song and you thought someone was watching MTV because they used to actually play music videos back then.
But, CSI. Yep, CSI yeah. Just bought them out. I don't know how they sold out, but they did.
I mean,
it worked. Vegas. Actually, it worked for me. Yeah, Vegas one, the CSI Vegas was you know, listen, I watched many seasons of it and I eventually was like, I can't do this anymore. After David Caruso went to Miami and, you know, would drop his sunglasses every episode, I was like, I'm done with this. But it was a good run.
Well, you remember the TV show Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. That was, you know what? Yeah. There is a lot to like there. It was a stunningly beautiful cast and you get James Caan there. But yeah, ultimately poorly conceived.
But you know what the original theme song?
What was the original theme?
A little less conversation, a little more action, please.
Oh, I'll see that. That's big money. That's big money. That's why that show didn't make it. That was too much
money. And now it's some weird generic theme song that's on there now on the syndication.
Celine Dion. I think that's what they settled on. Yeah, but I mean, honestly, like, okay, look, it's great to hear pop rock songs and songs that you know on a TV show these days, and you do get some of that. You do get some sort of straight symphony type stuff. You know, the West Wing show, theme was always something I could run on my iPod. But the Alan Thicke stuff, that's the stuff I'm talking about. And I mean, the Andrew Gold stuff, these kind of things, like, they seem corny now. Punky Brewster, every time I turn around. Like, all this stuff is stuff that, like, it just hit the dopamine spots right in your brain, and it really sets you up well. And I really miss that stuff.
What's your damn fancy football question?
Wait, are you asking for America's favorite segment, Rob? Is that what you want? Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
America's favorite segment. Hit the music. Now it's time for America's favorite segment. Nick asks Rob a fantasy football question. Devin Singletary.
Tom Brady.
TJ Hushmanzada.
Wahoo McDaniel.
Shane Falco.
Big Ernie Ladd.
Russell Wilson.
Johnny Hecker.
Paul Crewe or Enrico Palazzo.
Dick Butkus.
And here we go, baby. All right, Rob, this is real life. Are you ready for a real life situation? 10-team PPR. I have a fantasy football draft this weekend. It's incredibly important. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
All right, here we go. There are 6 players on the board, and you have 1 pick, all right? You must choose wisely, all right? Choose the cup of a carpenter. Robert Woods, wide receiver, L.A. Sterling Shepard, wide receiver, New York Giants. T.Y. Hilton, speedy wide receiver, Indianapolis Colts. A.J. Green, wide receiver, Cincinnati. His partner in crime, Tyler Boyd, wide receiver, Cincinnati. And our old Patriot friend, Brandon Cooks, wide receiver of Houston. You have one pick, sir. Good luck.
Nobody beats the Bears. Jim McMahon.
What? Outrageous. You are incorrect, sir. I am sorry. The correct answer was Robert Woods. Thank you for playing America's favorite segment. Nick asks Rob. Fantasy football question.
You suck.
Honestly, I thought you did great, man.
You know what doesn't suck? A word from our sponsor.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
And we're back. You know what time it is, Nick?
What time is it, Rob?
It's time to start popping some bubbles. It's bubble talk time.
Oh, ginger ale, ginger pop, ginger beer, beer bubbles, bubble A, bubble cola, double bubble burpa-cola, and all the crazy carbonated stuff that tickles your nose.
Bubble talk, baby. What are we doing, Rob? Are we doing bubble talk?
We're going to do some bubble talk. Let's stop popping.
All right. There's a lot of stuff going on this week. We only have a certain amount of time, so let's break into it very quickly. Are you disappointed the Bruins lost?
No.
Yeah, it was a good battle, really. That last game was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a good battle watching them lose.
Free hockey. I mean, we had like 40,000 shots on goal. The Lightning had two, and they ended up scoring both.
That's what bothers me about the Bruins.
It's tough to watch, I know.
Stop fucking passing the puck.
They love to pass. 30
goddamn times on a power play. Just attack the net.
Yeah, I honestly think because of the speed of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, I thought we were the better offensive team. I mean, we have all these great weapons, but the speed of the Lightning, you have to hit them more. And the Bruins just didn't hit them enough, kind of soften them up. So that was disappointing. Do you think Chara is done in the NHL? He's probably definitely done with the Bruins. What's your take on that?
No, I believe he still wants to play. If he stays here, he probably will. I mean, he only lives around the corner from where I work.
Can't miss that guy.
No, I've seen him numerous times.
Yeah,
but Bruins need to go. They need to play old time hockey.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think that's what they do. So I don't know if that's something that they need to switch or what's going to happen there. You got a prediction of who's going to take the whole thing now? You think it's Tampa Bay?
It's probably going to be. Yeah, I'd say it's going to be Tampa Bay. They got this. They got the momentum.
I thought the Islanders were going to sneak up on them, but now it's a 3-3 series there with the Flyers. So I'm not so sure. So I would take in the American Conference Tampa Bay, and then I'll probably stick with my Golden Knights. I think they're playing well enough. Hope everything works out tonight for them. You know, I think a Knights Tampa or a Knights Lightning series would be like a 6 or 7 game type of series, and I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see what happens. I mean, could be worse. Could be watching, you know, cricket.
Yeah, we could be
cornhole.
Cornhole. We could be watching the Cornhole Championships. I mean, as amazing and fascinating as that is. Now, let me ask you this. You said it. You predicted right last week on East to West with Nick and Rob. You said the Celtics would lose a game. It'd be good for them, especially the OG on a game winner on a great pass. I mean, if you're going to lose in dramatic fashion. I thought that's probably a helpful win to the Celtics. And even though it's 2-1, it looks more like a series. I still think we're a significantly better team.
I'm not sure exactly what the rules are with the buzzer.
But Tommy Heinsohn.
Telling you.
Tommy Heinsohn on the pod.
I'm telling you right now that he took that shot as the buzzer was going off. That ball did not leave his hands until the buzzer had stopped, counted it as a basket.
Look, they had fast passes to the Indiana Jones ride, and they had to make it in time. They just didn't have time to review that thing, so just let him play. Are you concerned about any of the other series? Are you excited or intrigued by Clippers Nuggets or Lakers Rockets? I think that's a bad matchup for the Lakers. I actually look forward to the Rockets kind of smoking them a little bit, maybe winning that series even.
You know what? I'm always looking forward to Boston versus LA.
Yeah, that would always be, I would love that too, because if you're going to beat somebody, beat the Lakers. Now, I will say that the Heat and Jimmy Butler, a longtime guy that I always wanted on the Celtics, I feel like he would fit in with us, has led the Heat to a 3-0 against the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis. That is pretty crazy. I would have thought the Bucks were, I don't know, the heavy favorite. I know Vegas-wise, they were the heavy favorite going in. The Heat are legit. And are you concerned if the Celtics have to play the Heat in an Eastern Conference Finals?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. I think we match up well. I actually think it'd be a fun series. It's going to be like a 7-gamer, but it's going to be fun.
Not sure when the Glass Man's coming back, but I actually like him being out, to tell you the truth.
Hayward, he can stay. He can keep all the fast passes. He can tell them when to get in line. He's fine. He's fine. Put the suit on.
I get an idea for him. Okay, they're playing in the bubble. Why don't they just wrap him in bubble wrap?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. We'll send him to Willy Wonka. All right, let me ask you this, because this is intriguing as we stay on the NBA. I thought this was cool news. Steve Nash. I really always liked him. Two-time and back-to-back MVP winner. Got hired as the Nets coach. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, let's see what he can do. I mean, it's the Nets.
I root for him. I can't stand the Nets. I don't like Kevin Durant. Obviously, Kyrie Irving and me don't get along. I think the world is round, shockingly. He has other thoughts on it.
Wait, do you like Kevin Durant when he's not on the Nets?
I've liked him before. I would cop to that. But I haven't liked him in a while. Certainly not since he went to the Warriors. So I didn't like Kevin Durant Warriors style. And I definitely don't like him on the Nets. He skipped the whole season. So not this is a good season to skip, but...
So if there's Steve Nash fans out there, I have a couple of Steve Nash rookie cards for sale if you want to hit us up.
Steve Nash, Coach Nash, Coach Nash. It's a great name. It's going to be a TV movie, no doubt about it.
Yeah, hit us up at EastToWest with Nick and Rob at gmail.com.
EastToWest with Nick and Rob at gmail.com. All right, so let's keep moving on here. Let's move on to the other sports. I'm not going to waste our time too much with baseball. We'll cover that in picks. But Leonard Fournette, a very talented running back, was cut recently by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was rumored to go to a multitude of teams. Do you know where he ended up?
I do not know where he has ended up.
He went to play with somebody by the name of Thomas Brady in Tampa Bay, a Florida football team, up and comers. He's on the Bucks, and I think he's going to fit in nicely there. Little team of Island of Misfit Toys, Misfit Central over there, and I think they're going to do really well. You don't think that's a good pickup for them? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Tampa is going full out all offense.
I think offense wins football games, Rob. What do you think about that?
No, it doesn't.
Well, we agree to disagree. Good night, San Diego.
You know, when you get a team that's going to be all offense, you got to have some defense points.
They have some defense. And by the way, Brady, who learned from Belichick, now you can argue chicken or the egg. We could do that on a different podcast. But I would say that Brady knows how to hold the ball long enough to keep the defense sort of off the field and rested. And I think Leonard Fournette, a great pass catcher, along with all the other weapons they have, which you've noted. We already know you're a big Mike Evans guy. You know, you can't deny that there's a lot of talent on this team. Are they going to mesh? Is Brady going to stay healthy at 43 years old? I have no idea. But on paper, it looks pretty crazy.
Like I said, they're going all offense. Do they think they're the Kansas City Chiefs? They have some type of a defense.
Yeah, I kind of, you know what? You said it, not me, but I kind of think they're the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, when you look at them on paper, they kind of are, man. I don't know what this rookie running back's going to do on Kansas City. Kansas City, by the way, was rumored to be in the market for Fournette. I don't know if they couldn't afford him or what, but if he went to the Chiefs, that would have scared the shit out of me. So, you know, I'm kind of happy he went to the other conference and he's playing with the GOAT.
And to get to your other question, you know, the chicken and the egg, we're going to go with fried and I'll go with a over easy.
I'll take my chicken sandwich from Popeyes. Thank you very much. All right, so staying in football, I just want to mention this because I hate him so much. It looks like the Bears are going to announce Mitchell Trubisky as starting quarterback over Nick Foles. How do you feel about that? I'm pretty sure I can throw better than Mitch Trubisky, and I suck.
We obviously know it wasn't a dick contest, so.
It definitely was not.
That's why quarterback.
The Bears are kind of turning into a hot mess. I don't know what's up with that franchise.
Do they see something in Mitchell Trubisky? I mean,
I don't know what they see. I'm not sure. It's not handsomeness.
I mean, there's got to be something there.
Finish up football with this last question because I know you want me to ask it. For the first time, I don't know ever, but at least ever, I think in the Belichick era, first year player walks in the door, wins the starting quarterback competition, and gets the C on his chest. How do you feel about Mr. Personality Cam Newton being a captain on the Patriots?
I guess it's fine. As long as he doesn't speak in the press conference like he writes his tweets and his Instagrams.
He's still going to speak. Where he's not on to Cincinnati, Rob. He's got other things to talk about.
You've seen his tweets, right?
It's incredible. It's incredible stuff.
You have to look at them like, and then
him and Monica Lewinsky. I mean, those are the two people you should be following on Twitter.
You have to look at them and you have to let your eyes adjust for a while. It's like those pitches that you see the sailboat
in the middle. There's a sailboat in there somewhere. Give me a minute. No, listen, I root for the guy. It's just weird that they gave him. Do you think this is Belichick sort of jockeying or trying to pump him up? Or is this like he came in and won the locker room right off the bat?
You know what? His personality, his willingness to want to play and prove himself. He probably walked onto that field, walked right up to Belichick, ripped his sleeves off and said, let's go.
Subway commercial. You want to talk about the Subway commercial?
That's amazing.
It was great. I had friends that hated it. And I was like, you know what? You can go fuck yourself. That was amazing. That was a great 30 seconds.
Don't underestimate the power of a Jedi master.
You're right. I should go to Subway. You're right. I'll get rid of this. All right. So that's pretty much all I got for Bubble Talk. I mean, we could really wax poetic about the MLB trade deadline, but other than the Padres getting Clevinger, some other small pieces, I was glad, and I'll just say it out loud on the pod, that the Red Sox didn't totally sell the farm. I appreciate where they're at. They won a game today, and I think that they have a lot of good pieces going forward. So I was ultimately satisfied with what the Red Sox did, and I root for some of the teams that went for it. And by the way, my Cincinnati Reds, they have been playing crappy, but they did not. They were buyers, not sellers, and I appreciate them kind of fighting for it here.
Well, as far as the Red Sox go, I can truly and finally say, who are these fucking guys?
Alex Verdugo in the leadoff spot, God bless him.
It's craziness, man. Hey, you know what? It's time to place.
Is this a new segment? Are we doing a new segment?
We're going to do a new segment. Oh. We're going to introduce two new characters in here.
If you can hit it, you can name it.
It's time to place your bets with Nikki the Greek and Uncle Bookie.
Nikki the Greek and Uncle Bookie. Boom, play the music.
And now, folks, it's time for Who Do You Trust? Hubba, hubba, hubba. Money, money, money. Who do you trust?
What's a casino? People gotta win sometimes.
Money, money, money. You just cost me $6,000.
But nothing's predictable in this tough, harsh, highly competitive world where today's champion is tomorrow's crocodile shit.
All right, here we go. Picks. He's an underground bookie, and I am a legitimate sports sharp here in Las Vegas, and we are going to give you the picks. We're going to make you some money. Are you ready, Rob?
I'm ready.
All right, so for the NBA, I'm going to pick the two teams that are going to make the finals, and you're going to tell me who wins. Are you ready for this?
Yes, let's go.
All right, in the Western Conference, I'm going to shock the world a little bit, not a ton, and say Kawhi Leonard, just a completely underrated player, a future Hall of Famer, is going to lead the Clippers to the Western Conference Championship over, by the way, the Rockets, not the Lakers. And then in the East, the Celtics are going to just barely edge out those Miami Heat in a Game 7 that's dramatic. Brad Stevens is going to outsmart Coach Spo, and they're going to make the finals. Rob, tell me who and how many games this finals is going to end up being. Celtics-Clippers.
6 games Celtics.
I have it 6 games Clippers, but you know what? Either way, I'm happy, honestly.
Bet your money on them, guys.
So there you have it. I think Celtics were 6-1 at the start, so if you got them, good for you. Now they're around 325, plus 325. The Clippers around the plus 180 marker. So you can still make money if you're making your bets here. If you pick the game, you pick Clippers in 6 or Celtics in 6, you're going to make a little bit more money here in Las Vegas. All right. So the NHL, are you ready for the NHL? I'm going to give you the two teams and you're going to pick the winner. Here we go. In the East, I can't stop them. They're so fast and nobody ever hits them. The Tampa Bay Lightning are winning the East. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Islanders. I'm sorry, Flyers. The Lightning are too fast and too good. And even though they don't ever shoot shots at the goal, they don't pass as much as the Bruins and they know how to score. So smart team, savvy team. I think they're due here. And they're going to play my own Las Vegas Golden Knights. I think they're playing well enough. Now, shockingly enough, the Knights do play physical and old school hockey. So tell me who's going to win this series, Golden Knights and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I'm going to go with the Golden Knights in 5.
Wow, I have Golden Knights in 6. And I really firmly believe that something like your pick or my pick is going to come true. I have the Knights at 12-1. And for somebody's birthday here in Las Vegas, I put a decent amount of money on 12-1 for him. I know he's rooting for the Knights and he's an East Coast guy. So they're fun to watch. And I don't pick them just because I'm local here. I'm a Bruins fan through and through, but I like the way they play hockey. Now, I also hate the Lightning and I want somebody to hit them a little more. So I hope they do that. All right, now baseball. Are you ready for baseball, Rob?
Let's do this.
This was a little bit weird. I'm going to allow you to disagree with me because I went a little outside the box on this one. On the American League, I went with the Chicago White Sox making the World Series. I really like the way they're playing right now. Their bullpen's just good enough. I think Giolito and Keuchel are good enough. I think in a short series, they're kind of built to win. Encarnacion, Jose Abreu, Juan Moncada, Lewis Roberts. These guys are, it's a big, deep lineup and a lot of fun to watch, by the way. And I have them going against legend Mookie Betts, future Hall of Famer Mookie Betts, and the Dodgers. It was close. My heart wanted to pick the Braves, but the Dodgers have a great record. I do think with Kershaw pitching as well as he has this season, they're going to sneak in there. So it's Dodgers, White Sox. You tell me who's going to win and how many games, sir?
White Sox sweep.
Whoa, Mookie Betts, sweep them.
Mookie gets Betts goes 0-28 in the series.
There's no emotion in that pick at all, none whatsoever. So take your hard earned money and bet against Mookie Betts, future Hall of Famer. I have White Sox in 6, believe it or not, but that's only because the Dodgers don't know how to win World Series. I think we already have established that.
The side bet there is Mookie Betts goes 0-28 because we have an episode in our repertoire here called Bet on Mookie, which has the least amount of
listen. Our audience goes to Tuca on the Ritz and they never go beyond that.
They get hungry after that.
That's right. I can't blame them, really. All right, so let's finish up with America's favorite sport, football. This one's tough, and I'm telling you, you can make a lot of money on this. Patriots are 25-1, Packers 28-1. The Chiefs are the favorite, I think, plus 325 last time I checked. Ravens, I think, plus 6. There's a lot of good numbers here in Vegas. I urge you to get out there this week, this weekend, or go visit your underground bookie, Uncle Rob, and we'll take your money. We'll take your bets. For the Super Bowl, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I know this is going to make you mad, but I really thought about it, and I have the Baltimore Ravens making the Super Bowl in the AFC. And in the NFC, even though I wanted to pick the GOAT Tom Brady, I went more pragmatic, and I like their defense, and I like Aaron Jones. I hate Aaron Rodgers, but I think he's good enough anyway. I think they learned, they cracked the code last season, run, score less, let the defense do some of the work. I have Ravens, Packers in the Super Bowl. You tell me who's going to win and give me a score.
Neither of them, because neither of them are making the Super Bowl.
All right, just for the record, 34-27 Packers, but you tell me who are your pick.
It's going to be a repeat, two in a row, Kansas City Chiefs.
Come on, Andy Reid. He's going to find a way to mess that up.
AFC, Kansas City Chiefs, and they're going to play and beat, unfortunately, the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, you got the Saints, huh? There's something about the Saints and this Alvin Kamara thing and Drew Brees. Got injured a little bit last year, and I think he's going to get injured again this season. I just don't trust them. I have this weird image of Jameis Winston throwing passes this season for the Saints. I don't know. I don't hate it. Certainly a Super Bowl that I would like to watch. If that's a Super Bowl, I'm going to give it to the Saints 34-20, something like that. I think the Chiefs luck's about to run out. I think people are going to kind of figure him out, and something's going to go wrong there, whether it's Mahomes getting hurt or Tyreek Hill going nuts. Something weird's going to happen there.
But I'm going to say, don't ever count the Patriots out with the Jedi Master at the helm.
Are we allowed to ask you, the AFC East, is it going to Josh Allen or is it going to Cam Newton?
AFC East, Josh Allen, Cam Newton.
It's tough. That's a tough question, right? We take the emotion out of it. I think it's close.
It's going to be close, depending on, you know, who's going to, you talk about running touchdowns here? Or
I was talking about winning games, baby.
Buffalo somehow figures out a way to screw things up, so we'll see.
They do. Yeah, they do. They don't know how to win. They don't really have a stadium. They're kind of a team lost in the sauce. But man, if you just look on paper, there's some talent there, and they're physical and angry, and Josh Allen just don't give a F. There's something about that team. I think our streak for AFC East is at jeopardy, to say the least there.
I know, man. You know, these were good picks.
You're welcome, America.
I'd go against every single one of them that Nick has. So
again, you're welcome, America. Either way, I make you money.
Nicky the Greek, folks.
All right, what are we doing next, Rob?
Well, I'm going to mention that because this is the 80s episode, I'm going to mention two wide receivers. Let's keep one little thing here. Two wide receivers numbered 80 and 81. That are the greatest receivers in the game. Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, boom, drop the mic.
If I had something to counter there, I would. Both of those guys were incredible. Jerry, different skill set than Randy, but I'm telling you, both were just amazing to watch. Even late Jerry Rice, incredible to watch.
And, you know, just because I know why they were so good, because in the 80s, they ate the cereal that came out in the 80s.
That cereal is really flammable, so be careful, folks.
We're going to talk about, in our food segment this week, cereals that came out in the 80s that don't exist anymore. At least I think they don't exist anymore.
There's a reason Chernobyl's not there anymore either.
They may still be available in Canada or Nicaragua. Who knows?
Nicaragua. They're definitely there.
You know, where all the t-shirts go for, you know, the winners of the Super Bowl, like the, you know, the Atlanta Falcons and
the New York Yankees 2004 AL championship shirts.
Yes, they're all there.
Okay, very good. All right, give me some of these cereals. These are creepy and probably going to make me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
The Captain Crunch ripoff. Mr. T's.
Oh, Mr. T. I mean, just a travesty. I can't think of anything worse except for maybe Nintendo cereal, which was probably worse.
I pity the fool, don't eat my cereal.
Crispy sweet corn and oats cereal, and you get Mr. T stickers if you get it. I mean, just an incredible achievement for America as a country.
And I'm pretty sure you've had these. C-3POs.
Oh, God. It's weird because, like, the shelf life of these things, they'd still be good today, honestly.
Like a Twinkie.
Like a Twinkie. Yeah, exactly.
These were honey, oats, and corn.
kind of sounds like, I don't know, a Cheerio.
Kind of the same thing, right? You can rebrand this stuff over and over and over again.
And I know, Nick, that you had E.T. cereal.
Oh, it was incredible. I wish I still had that box. Honestly, if I still had that box, I'd pay big money for it. Somebody tell me if you got the E.T. cereal. It's incredible stuff.
Peanut butter and chocolate cereal.
It's incredible stuff. Good flavor, fun to look at. Again, cereal in the 80s was all about keeping your face from looking at your sister's face. So you had to have a cool box. That's why some of these theme cereals were so popular.
Now, Pac-Man cereal. Do you remember that one?
I do remember that one. That was disgusting.
It was like some kind of marshmallow-like substance.
It had Super Pac-Man marshmallows. Absolutely. Yeah, I remember that. They're not really marshmallows because you can't squish them. If you squeeze them in your fingers, they're just going to crumple into powder. But whatever, man. We'll allow it.
Now, what kid would not want to eat a bowl of cookies for breakfast? Cookie crisps.
You know what? That one I defend. I kind of like that one.
I used to get those, but I never ate them like a cereal. I ate them out of the box like a snack.
Yeah, I didn't really need the milk. You're right. I didn't really. They were like little baby cookies. I mean, it's fine.
They weren't the greatest of cookies, but they hit the craving and you want a little sweetness.
Yeah. I had two sisters. So if you're going to go there, the rainbow colors of Breakfast with Barbie, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Everybody likes that one. And then Rainbow Bright cereal. It was kind of like Fruit Loop or Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles is a really good cereal. I don't know if I'd call it an 80s cereal, but Rainbow Bright was like chunky Fruity Pebbles. And it actually tasted pretty good to me, so I didn't hate that one either.
Was there a Strawberry Shortcake cereal?
There might have been. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but there probably was. It sounds like there was. I know there was a G.I. Joe cereal.
If there wasn't, I mean, Dunkin' Donuts came out with a cereal.
Did they?
Also, yes.
Was it the pumpkin spice donut cereal?
No, it was Dunkin'. It was like coffee-flavored donuts or something. I don't know. It was just weird.
Well, that sounds pretty good, actually. Give me a box of that.
But there was two other ones that came out in the 80s that people like went crazy for at first and then realized these are disgusting.
Yeah.
Ice cream cone cereal.
Yeah, I remember it. I don't exactly remember what it tastes like, but I remember people really hating it.
Tasted like ice cream cones and not the good waffle cones. Those wafer, like, you know, like the ones you get at communion, like wafer like flavor cones.
Some creepy priest. I would say Spotlight. Great Talking Flick episode, by the way. Check that out. TalkingFlick.com. Nerd cereal. Do you remember it was like one color on one side, one color on the other? That was weird, disturbing, really gimmicky. Also,
I think it was more 90s, though.
And you know me, I'm a huge, was that 90s? It might have been 90s. Also, right on the tip of the 80s, late 80s, they made the Batman cereal because they didn't exactly know how to market comic book movies yet. And I love the shape and like the box of that cereal was incredible. It had the big Batman logo from the 1989 Tim Burton movie, but it tasted fucking disgusting. It was really gross.
The box was tastier.
Yeah, I would have rather ate the box. You're right.
I almost bought one of those for you online. It was an empty box, but it had the extra attachment on it that came with it. It was the limited edition box with a little Batmobile on the front of it.
I would have loved it. You know I love that Batmobile.
I clicked on it and it said it was sold like 5 seconds before. And I'm like, oh, Nick probably already bought this. So,
I wish.
And then to make matters worse in the 80s, people came up with weird cereals, right? Now, you're going to laugh when I say this. This is from the 80s. They had a cereal that was flavored like oranges. Yep. Orange flavored cereal. You know what it was called?
Orange cereal?
OJ's.
Oh, come on, man. Too soon. Too soon.
I think it came out a week before that white Bronco was on TV driving 40 miles an hour down the five.
The free toy in that was a glove that doesn't quite fit.
And if you get really lucky, you got the knife that no one
found. Oh, come on, man. Settle down. OJ's, that's really hard. I remember Ghostbusters cereal. Again, love the box. The cereal was kind of disgusting.
The Ecto Cooler was the thing to have in the 80s, wasn't it?
I'm telling you. I would honestly, they brought it back for a little while and they took it away again. It's excellent. Ecto Cooler is just good stuff, man.
Well, Nick, we're going to have to wrap it up here. So let's do some recommendations.
Let's do some quick ones. I wanted to do it last week, but we got distracted by Bill and Ted and some other great stuff. I'm going to recommend a 2019 movie that I finally caught up to. You had mentioned it to me before. A few others had mentioned it to me. I finally got a chance to watch it. It's called Blinded by the Light. It's about a Pakistani family living in London in the late 80s, basically. And their son, who's kind of a rebelling against the sort of Pakistani culture and the London culture, discovers the boss, Bruce Springsteen. And there's a ton of great music in it. It's a great story. I got emotional at the end. I got to tell you, this was a really good movie. It didn't quite make my top 10 that year in 2019, but it was heck close. I strongly recommend it. It's making the rounds on HBO. Blinded by the Light. Great movie.
Fantastic movie. I have a recommendation on Netflix. Netflix just acquired the rights to Cobra Kai.
I was shocked by this. I remember when it was like a YouTube channel kind of thing. A lot of people recommended it to me. Is it good?
It is fantastic. The characters from the movie, sans the ones that have sadly passed away, are in this TV show. So it is a fantastic watch. And it kind of portrays the story in a different direction, in a different light.
Yeah, I kind of think they flipped the script a little bit, right? Between Danny and Johnny, right?
Yeah, you'll be saying in a few episodes that Daniel-san is kind of a prick. But Johnny's still a badass. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in it, and I'm going to try to catch up to it. Also, this week, Boys Season 2 comes out. Will you be watching?
I will be watching that. Best show right now for superheroes that get paid be bad.
I wanted to ask you this question. I wanted to give it a week to breathe because I feel like I might get mad at your answer. You recently watched The Watchmen. You know how much I love that show, or Watchmen. Two shows that similarly sort of try to subvert or reverse the sort of genre of comic book stuff, kind of take your heroes and turn them upside down. Which one is a show that you like more?
Okay. Watchmen was more cerebral. The Boys is more violent, but there is a good story in The Boys. The Boys is a graphic novel, where The Watchmen is like a cerebral graphic novel as
yeah.
well.
So I kind of agree with that. I choose Watchmen, but I think they're two different things, even though they're sort of trying to do the same thing in a weird way by subverting that sort of genre. I would say The Watchmen, even though it's based on a graphic novel, tells a story, a very specific story. It's kind of why it's a one and done kind of season. Although I've proven, because I've seen at least a lot of the episodes more than one time, it's pretty rewatchable. The Boys, I kind of watch and I let it go. I get my shock factor. I see what they're doing with the superheroes and that sort of culture. I'm interested. I enjoy it. And then I kind of let it go.
At least The Boys has pretty much the hottest chick on TV with Starbright. So let's leave it at that.
Erin Moriarty. You ever see Kings of Summer? Great movie. Very young Erin Moriarty performance. She's great in it. That's a great movie. A good coming of age story. Check that one out. Kings of Summer.
Also, Bill and Ted is out, folks.
Excellent.
If you watch the first two, you need to put them together and then watch the third one to have it all come together.
I finally got a chance to read some reviews after I saw it last week. I loved it. It was worth every penny of the $25 I paid. And it was much more heartfelt than you think it is. It's actually a really sweet movie. And I know it's a little bit weird to go back into it. But if you can just hang for 10, 20 minutes, you're going to be right back where you need to be in the headspace. It's a great movie. I highly recommend. I think it's number 2 on my top 10 of the year if you go to realwatchability.com.
Nick, where can we find you?
You can always find me at realwatchability.com. Movie blog, reviews, top 10 movies of the year, top 10 movies of all time. You can hit me up at Twitter at Real Watch, as well as
Nick and Rob, E2W. That's Nick and Rob, the number 2W.
So hard to say. And then you can always catch me on the other podcast, Talking Flick, talkingflick.com. This week we're doing The Boys. So make sure you check that one out, Rob.
The Boys. What, Boys Don't Cry? Yeah, that's what you guys are doing.
Frankie Valli, right? Amazing.
Well, it's been good. It's been fun, but it's time to sweep the leg.
Sweep it. Sweep it. Wax on, wax off. The Rock's whole family had COVID. Does that bother you? Just throwing it out there.
If you smell what the COVID is cooking.
They're going to be fine. They're superhuman.
He's just going to lay the smack down on that COVID.
Listen, rate and review us on Apple. Hit us up at Twitter. Send us an email.
That is East to West with Nick and Rob at gmail.com.
EastToWestRickandRob@gmail.com.
Yeah, Yelp us too.
We want to know what you want us to talk about. We'll literally talk about anything.
Anything.
I pity the fool that doesn't email us. This has to end at some point, Rob.
Good night.
Peace.
You're a goalie. You're supposed to be like that.